How are you, Nashville? You well? Well, I feel like I'm doing God's work this evening, bringing you in here away from whatever the fuck is going on out there. I'm not a religious man, I don't read the Bible, but I know Sodom and Gomorrah when I fucking see it. What are you people thinking? There's women out there trying to date rape themselves. Fucking craziness. Did I go to any? Did I go to any? That's your real voice, is it? It's just, I could see you saying, did you go to any of the honky-tonk bars yet? But what I was expecting was a cartoon dog. Because of your ridiculous voice. That's... No, I've not been to any of the honky-tonk bars because I think they should all be called Chlamydia Ground Zero. What, sorry?
He wants to work out with you.
Your husband wants to work out with me. Okay, your husband wants to work out with me. All right, well, you're burying the lead here. You married a gay guy. That's the real story here. Yeah. All right, mate? No.
Big career move scared you?
What big career move scared me? I think I leaving a proper job to do this was a little bit, ha. I would, you know. What, sorry?
You said you nailed it.
Yeah, but I didn't know I was going to nail it. What do I think about what in politics?
Religion.
What do I think about religion in politics? Okay. Christianity has a secular realm because I give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. It's in the Bible, it's in the Christian myth, right? So there's a secular world and a religious world. Other religions don't have that. Islam, for example, does not have a secular realm. Everything is politics and religion. So it's different for different people. I'm pretty agnostic on the whole thing, man. It's not for me to make those sort of decisions. Oh, thank God I'm an alienist. That's not me, that's Jean-Paul Sartre. Who, what, sorry? That one. Everyone else be quiet. Person with the interesting voice, go on. You're a first responder, go and fucking help. Two questions. Firstly, is there a well in this theatre?
Yes.
Second question, follow up, has that woman fallen down it? I'm gonna go yes and yes. We're going to get you the help you need. RFK, everyone. What do you call two lesbians in a closet? I don't know.
A liquor cabinet.
A liquor cabinet. I got no notes. Tremendous.
Here's my
car. Hey, Jimmy. I struggle sometimes with living in the moment. Most people see me happy, but we all have our paranoia and demons. Thank you for your comedy, your perspective, and most importantly, for how you remind us to live in the moment. It helps so many. That's very nice. Who's that from? Where are you? Hey. Oh, are you all right? Yeah. It's very nice to meet you, sir. Thanks for sending that in. I really appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. It's a lovely thing. It's really beautiful. I'm of the opinion that depression is thinking about the past and anxiety is thinking about the future. You've got no problems right now. And sometimes, you just a couple of times a day, you just got to be, your head's got to be where your feet are. Just a couple of times a day, that's all. Start like that and you kind of build on it. Good, right? Good luck. Is that your missus? You've got no fucking problems. I won't give you a hard time, but she's like a different species to you. That is. She's hot as Georgia Ashfelt. Be in the fucking moment, man. Don't be too in the moment because it might go off early. Maybe. You kids have fun. Great to have you here. Thanks for sending it in, man. I appreciate it. Cheers. Some people are storing this number in their contacts as Jimmy Carr. Yes, I'm reading other people's phones over their shoulders. Is this actually a booty call line for later? I'll say yes. Wait, who am I talking to? It's not this guy, is it? I'm going to take you to a honky-tonk bar. We're having a party. There's going to be booze, and there's going to be drugs, and there's going to be sex. Who's going? Just me and you. You're fucking excellent, mate. I like you.
Say hi to my mom.
Say hi to your mum.
Yes.
What? Where? I'm. Oh, sorry. I thought. Just say hi, mum. I know. Where's your mum?
Right here.
Where, how old's your mum?
I don't know.
So, you don't know. Okay. You're adorable, aren't you? You don't know how old your mum is? Well, I can tell you one thing for free. She had too much Tylenol when pregnant with you. What, sorry?
Your favourite Billy Joel song.
My Life, of course. Good, it's the fucking greatest. Yeah, he's given the stand-up show in LA. There's the Billy Joel's a fucking legend. Can I sing it? No, Billy Joel sings it. We've all got our gifts, and that is not one of mine. This is my life. Not fucking Billy Joel's.
How do you say skinny in America?
How do you say skinny in America? What I like to do is when I'm full, I stop eating. it's very different in the UK to America. We've got everything you want buffets. You've got all-you-can-eat buffets. You've added an element of competition. USA, USA.
What's your favorite food?
What's my favorite food? What, in America? I like the, I'm very partial to the barbecue's very, very good in this town. And the hot wings, unbelievable. Unbelievable fucking hot wings. But it's like, I've not had none today because if I eat them before a show, obviously it is just, they live kind of there. You think you've eaten them, but they go, no, we'll come back. It's good though, isn't it? It's fucking great.
Do you like sweet tea?
Do I like sweet tea? I think she's trying to fuck me, is she? That's what it feels like. Feels like. Do you like sweet tea? I make my own. Fiddly fiddly dee, mama. What the fuck is going on there? Fucking one of the extras from Cat on a Hot Tin Roofs. Do you like sweet tea? Fucking do now.
What's the best way to get out of jury duty?
What's the best way to get out of jury duty?
Yeah.
I would have thought just everything about you. Would...
It didn't work.
I've got great news, my friend. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie. I would imagine being a convicted felon disqualifies you. And I mean, although you can't judge a book by its cover, you can tell the price. Charlie, I feel like... Charlie, I feel like you're only here as an alibi for a crime that's currently taking place. What do you do, Charlie?
What do I do? I work at Snap-on.
You work at what?
Snap-on.
Snap-on. He works at Snap-on. Imagine, not for me, but for some of them, imagine they don't know what Snap-on... I don't know what Snap-on is. Is it a new type of strap-on? Is it? Sometimes I like getting fucked in the butt. We don't have time to strap one on, so I just snap one on. Yeah, you probably... It's quick release action. Is all you need. So what is Snap-on?
It's a tool manufacturer.
It's a tool manufacturer. Yes, it is. And those tools can drill and those tools can screw. Snap-on. You're fucking terrific, man. I love it. Is this the other half?
Yes.
Hi, madam. Feels like you could have done better.
I looked a lot better when I was younger.
Huh? He just went, I looked a lot better when I was younger. Yeah, but I mean, compared to what? You currently look like a fucking Yeti. You look like someone from Duck Dynasty died. And we reanimated the corpse. Some offense. Can't say no offense after that, can you? Wouldn't make sense. Any other, what else we got? What, sorry? I do like country music. I like kind of old country music. I'd like George Jones and kind of the classics. Big fan of Dolly Parton. I think she's very underrated as a songwriter. But I think that kind of the songwriting tradition is the thing here. That's the, for me, the amazing thing. They're telling those stories and getting, I don't know, it's kind of an amazing town for that, isn't it? And this place specifically, I mean, this is literally where bluegrass happened. Amazing. Fucking amazing. Yeah, that's great. It's fucking great. I'm standing where Elvis stood. Yes, yes, but I'll be honest with you. We've all got our gifts. And I'm not sure Elvis could do what I do. And I sure as fuck couldn't do what he did. I can actually do an amazing Elvis impersonation. Do you want to see it? Okay, I just need £4 of brisket and a toilet. It takes a while, but it's pretty spectacular.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.